Our cash livestock markets continue to be strong. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last week or so, we continue to see these cash livestock markets increase. On the cattle side of things, as we wrapped up late last week and started this week, we saw cash cattle prices from 242 up to some 245s. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, cash just keeps running. We're up in the 227 range. We have, a $2.70 trading range, and that's boring. That used to be a normal day. It just feels like this thing isn't done. I mean, we're at all-time highs. Everyone's learning. We're in territory we've never been in before, but it doesn't feel like there's panic.
And because of that, Hansen said it leaves you scratching your head, as the grain markets haven't been reacting such as the livestock markets have.
At some point, you think about grain markets, you get a panic and a blow off top, but we haven't seen that yet. By the end of the month, that June futures market should equate to whatever maybe the cheapest cash is, which is down in the south today. When is that going to happen and at what price?
Which then leaves the door open for that $1 million question, what's going to happen to price? And then you throw in, what's going to happen to the slaughter levels?
Yes, I mean, we're probably killed for Father's Day last week. We need to kill for the fourth, but at some point, will the cash needs kind of back up? It feels like cutouts have just leveled off. Is it topping and we're going to set back, or is it just level up before it makes that next push? But you would think if we're trying to kill for the 4th of July, maybe a week or two, and then maybe we're done. But here again, we're in uncharted territory.
And then you throw in the poor cutout values, which are over that $110 level.
Well, it's not cheap. It's cheap compared to beef, and we look at where futures are. There's been some rumblings out here about, do we have some disease problems?
Which leaves the door open for more questions. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.